The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
This morning, had to get up at 7 a.m., make her breakfast, get her ready. Meanwhile, I'm in my pajamas and slippers, and I'm like doing her hair. She looks perfect.
When she does it, she's a superhero mom and CEO. But when I wake up at 7 and get in at about 9:30, I'm a piece of
You drink lemongrass tea until you just vomit everything out of your body.
I'm still not over morning sickness. I cannot even talk about that right now. It gets me.
There are 24 men. 12 of them are nice guys. The other 12, self-proclaimed F-boys.
There's boys all through these regular streets.
There you go.
You ain't gotta go to an island to find them.
Slide into bed with us starting right now.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, you guys. We are so excited to be back for such an amazing show tonight. All right, let's get started. Just because you drink out of a sippy cup doesn't mean you're too young to be a CEO. Ooh. Stormy is only 3, and Kylie says she's already starting to run her own empire.
I work right here, and I work right here.
She has her own office where she gets all her business done. She's actually launching a little secret brand soon. That we've been working on for a while, but finally paddled them up. Do you like coming to work with me?
Yeah.
You do? Mm-hmm. Cheers. Being a mom has become second nature to me. This morning, had to get up at 7 a.m., make her breakfast, get her ready. Meanwhile, I'm in my pajamas and slippers, and I'm like doing her hair. She looks perfect. One day, we'll all be working for Stormy too, probably, so.
collab together.
Yeah, they have collabed together.
Those 7 a.m. work wake-ups are brutal.
You were a little shocked at the 7 a.m.
I mean, listen, I'm doing 5:30. How many times have you had to get up at 5:30? Like, yeah. 5:30 to me, I feel like Chloe and Kim are also up at 5. 7 a.m. would be my
That's sleeping in, kind of, I feel like.
Completely. That's my dream.
When she does it, she's a superhero mom and CEO. But when I wake up at 7 and get in at about 9:30, I'm a piece of
It's a hard, you know, life. I love that Stormy goes to work with Kylie because
I
will say and what I've heard, and you tell me if this is true, is that my mom always told me it doesn't matter if you're married and you have a full-time partner, the woman is still doing 70% of the work for the child.
No question.
So that's why, what are you making a face
what
for?
What are you making? I would love to know what you're making
what are you making
about
a face
this?
For?
Please.
I've never heard something more true.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were gonna say. There is a certain type of fussiness. Like, she literally does this new thing where she'll just go, ah, and I'll be like, ooh, girl, no, we can't have the screaming for no reason. I see the feistiness already.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I mean, listen, she's coming for you, girl.
She is. Karma. Because I was such a and now she's going to be. All right. Moving on. Someday we'll get old and our kids will send us off to a nursing home. Ooh. But let's hope we have grandsons like Zac Efron and his brother. They just pulled off a daring escape.
Time to bust Grandpa out of here.
Let's get out of here.
That was cute. Very cute. All right, so you guys, if you were both in a nurse, imagine you're in a nursing home one day, far
I don't want to think about
far
it.
Far down the road after you're so done working.
If someone busts you out, a relative, a friend, spouse.
I'm not going to a nursing home, so.
By the way.
I'm out in the wilderness somewhere fending for myself. I'm not going to no damn nursing home.
Really?
Hell no.
85 years old, 90 years old?
No, I'm not going to a nursing home.
I'm with her.
Sounds like a nightmare.
No, you know what they say, though? Nursing homes have, like, some of the highest rates of STDs.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
This is sick.
That's why you want to go?
Yeah, it's like a little
STD is, it's not on the pamphlet of things that I want.
If I'm night, if I've
got... Did you say palace?
You're disgusting.
No,
the point is, it is a chance.
People's grandparents, what's wrong with you?
Yeah! And the guy...
They're having a good time.
These old men aren't getting STDs by masturbating. These women are doing it with them, you know what I'm saying?
Don't you feel like nature should pay us, you know, all the we've been through.
Yeah.
We gotta get STDs at 80.
No, and by the way,
like, shouldn't we be immune to chlamydia by 80?
So that man that we just saw, Zac Efron's grandfather, he's 93.
Oh, 93. Okay.
Are you really having sex at 93?
No.
It's not opening up the Kama Sutra anytime soon.
Okay.
But there's some positions that are fine. I guarantee you, if I was 95, I'd still be having sex.
No, you wouldn't.
I do think you have.
You can barely have sex at your age. You said 20 minutes is your max.
But
as a young man. As a young
but
man.
It's getting longer every year, the amount of time I can have sex.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, man. All
in a couple years, I'll be up to 22 minutes.
All right.
And then it's right back down again.
Jesus. Sorry, you guys. So much information today. Most people don't book a vacation hoping for an intense vomit session, but Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly aren't most people. She shared this story on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
We went to Costa Rica to do ayahuasca, like, in a proper setting, like, with indigenous people, and we were in the middle of the jungle. I was thinking it was, like, glamping or something like that. Still going to be, like, some kind of five-star experience. And you get there, and you really are in the middle of the jungle, and you don't get to eat after, like, 1 p.m. You drink lemongrass tea until you, like, by not your own volition, just vomit everything out of your body. So you
start... So you have to vomit. There's no way around that part.
You can't get out of it. And you have to vomit a certain amount before they let you get back with everybody. So you're, like, cheering on everyone as they, like, throw up. It was incredibly intense. I went to... Everybody's journey is different. The second night, I went to hell for eternity. It's your own version of hell. And I was definitely there.
She's talking about ayahuasca. Obviously, disclaimer, not legal everywhere.
Our producers have made it very clear that we should not encourage people to do ayahuasca.
Yes, do not do ayahuasca unless you feel like
it's not
going to
be me. It's not going to be me encouraging people.
Would
it's you ever, too. This is for
y'all. But Nina, would you ever do this?
No.
Never, ever.
I don't want to do anything psychedelic. Okay. I don't want to do anything that's going to mess with the framework of how I think. I have a big fear of, like, doing something and never being the same again.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never do it. I do have a good friend that has done it,
yep.
Like, went to Costa Rica and did this exact same experience.
I loved it.
And she said it changed her life.
I'm also with you that I'm a little bit more on the controlling side, where I don't know if I want to do something where I don't know the outcome and how I'm going to feel
after. I always feel like I'm going to be that 1% where they're like, this never happens to anybody, but 1% of people grow a horn out their head and it never goes back. Like, I would be that one. I always feel like I'm going to be the 1%,
and
so
you're smart.
I'm too scared.
You're smart to think that way, because the people that do think that way are usually the 1% because they manifest it for themselves, so it's better
Can't
to stay.
Can't we just have whiskey and a joint and just call it a night?
Right.
Why we got to do all this?
I'm not saying I would do ayahuasca, but if it became legal... Uh-huh. Then there's no way I wouldn't.
You're a freak. Don't do ayahuasca, but you know.
Don't do
every week.
Ayahuasca.
Don't do it, but if you do it, tweet us. And let us know.
If
we would like to
tell us your story.
Yes. In other news, T-Pain is definitely in his feelings. He's been in his feelings for a long time, I feel, lately. He just went off on young artists sending him music that lacks originality. Okay. Clearly it struck a nerve.
Do some different music! We have all the that you're doing. We already have it. Lil Uzi Vert is already doing it. Lil Baby is already doing it. Dub Baby is already doing it. It's literally two with Baby in their names that's already doing all the music you want. Do something else! Do something else! Stop sending me this bull and then get mad when I don't like it. Jesus! Damn! Tap dancing.
Do you think he's upset? I was just wondering. Okay.
I'm a guess, so.
You think so? He's hot and bothered by this situation. It's not easy to be original, T-Pain.
Yeah, I feel like obviously he was joking, but probably joking, but serious.
Serious?
Yeah, serious, but joking.
Intense.
Yeah,
passionate.
Yeah, it was funny to me. But, I do feel like everything sounds the same these days.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, totally. It's just this. I find myself when I'm in my car listening to old
Drake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. pretty much. I love that that's old now. But yeah, I feel like I listened to stuff before.
Same.
Like that's,
and it's so funny.
You know.
I think about that a lot because I'm like, am I old now that I'm only listening to, like, I'm not on the latest.
Yeah, that's
Travis
the thing.
Scott,
yeah.
Whatever, like this, like.
I don't know half of the babies.
It's the babies,
you know?
Right?
I don't know half the babies.
If it's on
I know
the radio,
two babies.
Yeah.
Two babies, one is Ro.
Right.
You know, I don't know the babies.
I do want to say, I think T-Pain is one of the few people who can actually complain about originality, because he was very original when he started.
Yeah.
And everybody hated it.
Yeah.
And then he became
people
T-Pain.
People loved it, though. People
and then they got tired of it.
Then they got tired of it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
He's so good. And I like,
by the way, I with a T-Pain song hard. I
me
love
too.
All the
I
T-Pain
love the old
songs.
School T-Pain
song. It reminds me of when I went to UC Davis. Okay, fine.
UC Davis?
I visited a friend.
What
I
wasn't, were you doing at UC Davis, bitch?
I went for...
That's random as
It
must have been a hell of a weekend if you remember it.
All right, we have to take a break, but coming up, we set sail for F-Boy Island. Can you really find love surrounded by F-Boys?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We missed you. HBO Max just released a trailer for their new reality show, F-Boy Island.
Oh.
Woo! Woo! Hunter, you... Never mind. It features three women looking for love, but there's a catch.
They look like angels, but they're really the devil.
Ooh. I'm over the players. I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready for love.
Ooh. What you should know, there are 24 men. 12 of them are nice guys. The other 12, self-proclaimed F-boys.
Bro, bruh,
bro,
bro, bruh.
He's really cute, but he looks like he's gonna ruin my life.
It's up to these three ladies and you at home to figure out who the F is who.
He looks like a guy that has two phones.
F-boy, F-bye.
Ow! Wow, right. Looks like a job I missed out on. All right, do you guys go on a show, right, called F-Boy Island Looking for Love?
Let me tell you something, there's F-boys all through these regular streets.
There you go.
You don't gotta go to an island to find them. Go to the quarter, you find them.
Right.
I don't know. I need to go to an island to find a boy.
And you allocate nights, most nights. And I feel
that's
like we
how you
always
poo.
Prematurely laugh at what we're gonna say to you. But you allocate most nights to a dinner.
You allocate
most nights to female company, which is not a negative.
That's not true.
That
not anymore.
True. Okay.
There have been times in my life, like, when I was like 19 all the way up until 29. But lately, I have, especially since getting sick, I've realized I can't hang out with people anymore.
Yeah, you gotta stop licking on the first date.
Okay, then they gotta stop having such tasty.
Who said you? Okay, you're nasty.
Guys.
Yeah. I have a genuine question. If I were to be sent on this show,
okay,
and the producers came to you and said, should Hunter be considered a gentleman or a F-boy on this show? And keep in mind, I've changed.
I really do believe that you are a gentleman. I think you have not found somebody to connect with.
You're a F-boy,
so
I'm sorry.
F-boy right
yeah, you're
now.
F-boy.
No,
F-boy.
I'm looking for a relationship now.
Okay.
I believe.
Now, ever since Hunter got sick, this is how men are. They get sick and now all of a sudden he has a come to Jesus moment.
Right.
Because nobody was there to take care of him.
He's
losing his nobody can bring me anything. Now all of a sudden you want a girlfriend to take care of you. As soon as you're better, you want to be single again.
That is so true. The second I got sick, I was like...
He was literally having a fit.
Oh my God.
He wanted a relationship.
Dudes, when they're sick, are the biggest bitches. I will agree.
All right, Tiffany Haddish kicked off Shark Week hosting her own special, but the scariest moment wasn't in the water. It was when she learned how sharks make sweet shark love.
You got shark porn. Let's watch. Whoa, whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, dang. Oh, look at. See, look at that one's on her.
They bite around the pelvic fins. That's a signal that they're ready to mate.
You sound like you're describing a relationship from a Lifetime movie.
I feel like, you know, I have to say, I don't like all of the celebrity infusion on Shark Week. I like Shark Week just being organic and about the sharks.
Right.
Let the sharks host Shark Week. Let the sharks host.
I do like the Shark Week content, though. We need more.
Yes.
But it's so funny. Like, you look back at Shark Week, and they've had some insane segment. Like, wasn't it like Michael Phelps races a shark?
Yeah.
And they're like building it up all week, and then it's just
that,
like...
That I'm here for.
But it was just like a visual graphic.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know what's crazy is, like, we used to live in a time where adult males would have to fight lions and bears in a coliseum. Let's go back to that. Let's have people fight sharks.
Sure.
There are people who are willing to do it. You say, hey, we're gonna give you $100,000. If you die, we'll give it to your family.
They're gonna die.
We'll give it to your family.
Okay.
That's great.
And it's really content. 50 grand because
so
of taxes.
So if you leave this show, you want to produce because this is not a good idea.
I have been dying to get the show made.
All right. Hollywood Unlocked dug up this clip from a while back, and it's been filling up their comment section. The YouTube show Eight at the Table asked, should you come to the door on the first date? And panelist Rico had lots to say.
I am not opening your door. You're getting four letters, H-E-R-E. That means I'm here. That means come outside. I'm not getting out of the car to open your door or to meet you at the door or to ring your doorbell when you could just walk downstairs. Honestly, I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but I personally believe, and this is just my personal perception of me and my friends and all the females that we have dealt with collectively, chivalry is almost dead. It's on its last leg.
No, with you and your friends,
yeah,
it's
your
on this last
what a
leg.
Joke.
That we talked about boys earlier, have meet your king.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
you know,
that's bad.
This is king boy.
This yeah. is
this
a king.
Is now if this is the standard boy, you are not that. You are very chivalrous.
When a man asks you out on a first date, do you like when he offers to pick you up or would you rather meet him there?
Unless we have mutual friends and I know you and mm-hmm. there's people who can vouch for you, I'll always meet them there.
Okay. Are you meeting girls at dates or are you picking some up? And what qualifies?
Especially when I first got single, I'd always pick girls up because I just thought, oh, that's nice. And then I started living on the west side and I was like, do you guys want to come out to my area?
Yeah.
All right, we have to take another break. But coming up, a woman gets savage revenge on a noisy neighbor. Plus, a driveway fight gets ugly. There goes the neighborhood. Oh. It's next. All know neighbors can be total ass, so now is our chance to be ass back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it is time for There Goes the Neighbor. Okay, this lady had an issue with her neighbor over 4th of July fireworks, but she didn't need to call the police because she was ready to lay down the law herself.
This message is from my neighbor, Tony, that lives down the street and around the corner. Tony, yesterday you were ass. You went from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. this morning popping off fireworks, which triggered some type of PTSD in my dog. And so I woke up this morning choosing revenge and anger. You and your homeboy Mark that was at your house yesterday eating your food and drinking your liquor and kikiing with you is your wife Patty. Have a good day.
Damn, what Patty do?
She knows a lot about this random neighbor's fireworks.
We're not a little more shocked by that information just coming out at the end there? That's airing someone's business.
How does she know that?
She's home a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, she must just be looking out that window,
looking out the window.
Yeah, but now you know that if you light fireworks at the wrong time, someone was gonna go on Instagram and reveal that your wife's f***ing another guy.
Yeah,
you know? So.
Holy I wonder if she regretted that
oh
after.
My
She's
goodness.
Like, nope.
Damn, Patty's like, well, how'd I get in it?
Yeah.
That's a really, like, can you imagine just one night you light some fireworks from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. and then the next day your life is ruined
as yeah.
one woman?
You know what? That's what happens. She knew some and that's
yeah,
what
that's why they say everything that you do in the dark comes to light.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Good thing I'm not a boy.
Yeah.
Right.
Scary. All right. And one English lady was delivered a note that said it would be much appreciated if you could at least shut your blinds when you're walking naked around your house. My kids do not and would not like to see your ass out on show. Okay.
On the show.
On the show. On
oh,
show.
That's an English way of saying you're showing
on the
it.
Show.
On the show.
On the show. Show. All right. So does she need better blinds or less noisy neighbors?
You know, this is a question. This is a good question. If
yeah.
you're in your own home.
It's hard.
Is it your responsibility? Like, what do?
No way. If that's what the woman looks like, no way those kids were like, we don't want to see that. Those kids were glued to the windows for the past 3 weeks, and the mom finally realized and was like, my kids don't want to see this, you know?
Or maybe she doesn't want her husband to see.
I was gonna say, maybe the husband was looking.
Yeah, totally. I think if it's your house, be respectful, especially if there are kids in the neighborhood. Like, I'm very careful. I don't like people seeing into my house.
What are you talking about? You don't have blinds.
I have some window coverings now.
You do now?
Yeah,
now. Before then, though, what did you do?
I just would, like, spread my butt cheeks and put it up against the glass. I mean, I wouldn't have, because I didn't have window covering, so I was like,
that's unreal that was on TV. Okay, yeah. You are a nine-year-old.
I have a window that does face one of my neighbors, but only, like, one neighbor. But there was a time where I was walking around topless, and the husband had friends at this, like, round table in the living room, and I had my blinds, like, closed partly, but you could still see, like, a little bit, and definitely every man at the table went like this. So somebody said something, because literally it was like five guys and they all turned at the same time. So somebody had to be like,
you made
somebody
eye contact.
Somebody had to say something.
So what happened? Did you close the blinds?
I was like, oh, and I hit like the ground. Like I stopped, dropped, and rolled. I was like, I'm out of here.
Oh my God.
Because I never see these people every day.
Yeah, that's awkward. All right, and lastly, we've got a serious case of driveway wars. One person asked their neighbor not to use their driveway to turn around
what?
In
it.
That I get. Okay, they replied.
You do?
They needed to protect their car from bottoming out. Is this high maintenance request or is it valid? I feel like if I had a driveway and somebody constantly was using it daily to turn in and out of it, that would annoy the out of me.
Well, like at the very, like they don't come all the way in the driveway, right? You're just turning around.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's your you know, if you don't want anybody to touch it, they shouldn't touch it if it's yours.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't bother me personally if it's just a quick in and out, as long as you're not blocking the driveway.
But it also depends on the neighbor. Like, my neighbors I love. If they were doing that, every time they do it, I'd be like, hey, welcome to the house, and then they'd leave, you know?
You think if it was every single day, though, and you were constantly walking out, it was constantly happening, that would start to
happen. I wouldn't mind.
You even see, notice. I mean, aren't people at work?
Yeah.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people are not at work.
Also, you know? I feel like we are now becoming like the grumpy older people, like, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Starting to get there where
Morgan is. I'm not. I will admit, if I didn't like the neighbor, I would lay down spike strips.
Oh, God. I'm just saying, I could, you know, there are a lot of things that can happen in a neighborhood. This is very low on the totem pole.
Low
for me.
On the totem
like,
pole.
Like, I've had some rat neighbors. Please go ahead and back up and leave. Go about your day.
God,
this is easy breezy.
This one hit home for me today. Very irritating.
What a fine note to end on.
I think so too. If someone did this to me, I would sleep with their wife and I would tell them.
There you go.
Have a good day.
There you go. On that note, that is it for us. But don't forget to set your DVRs or just have your creepy neighbor do it for you.
Yeah.
See you guys tomorrow. Bye.